to the mission on your Gimel Amud Bet. Shaomru Rechava Kadei Lekabel Ariyach Vehariyach Hatzila Veina Shal Shlosha Tachim. The Korah has to be wide enough to hold a brick that is half of a Leveina, and a Leveina is three Tachim, so the brick is an Ariyach, a brick is a Tefach and a half. Daya Lekorah Shetei Rechava Tefach Kadei Lekabel Ariyach Lerachba. And therefore the Korah is enough to be one Tefach wide, in order to take the width of the Ariach, and even though the Ariach is a tefach and a half, we'll see the Gemara says that you can put a little cement on each end of the Korah to hold the brick. Rechava kadei lekabel Ariach, ubriya kadei lekabel Ariach. Not only does that be wide enough to hold the brick, it also has to be strong enough to hold the brick. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rechava afal pi she'ein briya. It doesn't have to be strong enough to actually hold the brick. And therefore, if the korah was made out of straw or reeds, you consider it as if it would be made out of metal. It doesn't have to actually be as strong. As long as it's wide, it doesn't have to be as strong to hold a brick. You consider it as if it would be strong enough. Akuma roin oso ki'ilu hi pshuta. If the korah is bent, crooked, you look at it and see as if it's straight. We'll get to the Gemara and see what the case is exactly. Agula roenoso kila merubas. If it's round, you look at it as if it would be flat and square. And how do you know if it's a tefach? If it would be square, it would be a tefach if it's round. Kol sheyesh behekefo shlosha tefachim yesh bo rochav tefach. If it has a circumference of at least three tefachim, then you know for sure the diameter is also a tefach. Rechava kadei lekabel ariyach shetei doma lekvius livnos aleihem binyan. Here Rashi says the reason is it has to be at least a tefach to be able to hold a brick, is because then it looks like a korah that's part of the building. If it's less than that, then it doesn't look like something that's kavua. Another place Rashi says that we're afraid that if it's less than that, the wind will blow it away. And Rabbeinu Yonason says if it's less than that, we're afraid that it'll get rotten and wear away quickly. Tefach and a half already is not going to rot away. The Ariach Hasi Leveina Shal Gimel Tefachim Nimtza Ariach Tefach Umemtza. Ariach is half of a Leveina, and Leveina is three Tefachim, so an Ariach is a Tefach and a half wide. Daya lekorah baruch of tefach, de lekabel ariach ze baruch, but gemara parech tefach umechza boy. The gemara is going to ask, we just said that it has to be wide enough to hold a ariach, and ariach is a tefach and a half. Why is it good enough that the korah is a tefach? Hoy se shokash, Rabbi Yehuda komerla. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Akuma she'en ariach yochol lamod oleva. If it's bent, so a brick couldn't sit on it, still we consider it straight. And there's a machlokas we've shown him, whether this part also is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that we don't look at the metzias the way it is. We consider it as if it's a strong korah, same thing, we consider it as a straight one, or a flat one, or whatever. All of that is Rabbi Yehuda. And other Rishonim learn that from here on in, is even the Rabbanan agree. When to say that a korah that can't hold a brick is considered as if it could hold it, that only Rabbi Yehuda says. But once you have a korah, it's just crooked, or it's round, or whatever, there even the Rabbanan hold that you say roim, and you consider it flat, and you consider it straight, and so on. So Machlokas has shown, therefore, if this last part of the Mishnah is also only Rabbi Yehuda, or even according to the Chachom. Agula, ve'ein ariach yochol lamed oleha, and if it's round, so a brick couldn't stay on it. But it's wide enough, it's thick enough, that if you would make it straight, you'd cut it by its diameter, it'd be wide enough to hold a brick. So, roin, osa ki iluhim rubas. You consider it as if it's cut. You consider it if it's straight. Nifseles, in other words, either that you carved it down, o chaluka The Ezu he mida agula lahachshir, and now the Mishnah tells you how much does it have to be round. Right? If you can only measure the circumference, how do you know that if you would cut it down, you'd have a diameter of a tefach? Kol sheyesh bekefa gimel tefachim shetzricha chut aroch gimel tefachim la'akifa saviv biyadua sheyesh barochav tefachim techalik. Right? You can be sure that if you have a string that's three tefachim that goes around the circumference, then the diameter is three. Okay. There's also another machlokus here when it says it has to be able to hold a brick. How many bricks is that? Some Rishonim learn one brick. It has to hold one brick. It has to be wide enough to hold one brick and strong enough to hold one brick. And other Rishonim learn that it has to hold bricks along the whole length of the Korah. It has to be able, if the Korah is 10 Amos or less, it has to be enough bricks that would fill the whole 10 Amos. It has to be strong enough to hold all those bricks. Okay, tefach, tefach, umechza, boy. L'chora, the mission just got finished saying that it has to be strong enough to hold it has to be wide enough to hold a brick, which is a tefach and a half, so why is it the korah only have to be a tefach? Kiven derochav l'kabel tefach, either chatzi tefach, malbin lebetina, mashu mehagisa, umashu mehagisa v'kaima. Now, a tefach wide board can hold a tefach and a half brick. Because what you do is, you position the brick with a little bit hanging over each side, right, and a quarter of an etzba on each side, because the half a tefach is, quarter of an etzba on this side and a quarter of an etzba on that side. And you put some cement on both sides of the board, it'll hold up the brick. So a board that's a tefach wide can hold up a brick with a little cement on each side. And here's another machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold you have to actually put the cement on both sides. Right? It's not talking that rowing, it's if there would be cement. And others hold, no, it means that since it's possible to put cement, and with the cement it would hold up the brick, that's good enough. Rashi, Malbin lo lekora betina, memareach betit, you smear some cement, bishipua mole etzba mikan, uknegdo mikan, you put an etzba on this side, an etzba on that side, umashva also the korah, malbin loshen levenim. Malbin means to put like cement, tit, in between the bricks. Okay. Omer Rabba bar Rav Huna, korah she'omru tzricha shtei bria kedei lekabel oriach, umamidei korah einan tzricham she'o bria. The korah itself has to be of a material that's strong enough to hold up a brick. But that which you hold up the korah with, Rashi says, pegs that you put in the wall to place the korah on don't have to be that strong. In other words, if you put the bricks on the korah actually, it's going to fall down because the pegs aren't strong enough to hold up the brick. That doesn't make any difference. We're not saying that the korah in place has to be strong enough to stay in place with a brick. It just has to be the kind of korah that would hold a brick, right, if it was supporting itself. Okay? Rabbi Yonason says, it's talking about the walls of the mavli. If the korah is supported by the walls of the mavli, the walls of the mavli have to be strong enough to hold up the korah with a brick on it. According to what's called Rabba bar Rav Huna, it doesn't have to be strong enough. It doesn't have to actually hold up a brick the way that it's situated. It just has to be that the board itself is strong enough to hold a brick. But not that the way that it's situated, it'll hold up the brick, because the supports don't have to be that strong. No, it's not just a din in the board. It's a din in the situation, the placement of the korah itself. The korah has to be placed in such a way that if you put a brick actually on it, the korah will stay up. So you need that the pegs or the walls of the mavui also have to be strong enough to hold a korah with a brick on it. Okay. Rashi, umamide hakorah, im hinicha agave yisedos, if you put it on pegs, the pegs don't have to hold up the board and the brick. The pegs have to be strong enough just to hold the korah. The halo yohavi ariyach halah
because you're not really going to put a brick on it. That's just a din in the material of the korah. The supports have nothing to do with the hecker. Here you have a hecker, and you have a board that fits to be a board. Board means it can hold up a brick. Echad zeh v'echad zeh. Korah bo'inin brius de ariach, u'mamideha boy brius de korah v'ariach. Rav Chisda holds, no. The whole way that the korah is situated has to be in such a way that on that thing you can put a brick. You put a korah and you put a sheet over the korah hanging down. And you, picked up the sheet 3 tvachim off the ground. It extends 10 tvachim down, but it doesn't reach the ground, and it's more than 3 tvachim off the ground. Ein kan mechitza, ein kan korah. It's covered. The korah is covered with this blanket. Mechitza ein kan, dal de mechitza shagdoyim bokimba. And the mechitza is no good because it doesn't reach till the, to the ground. It's 3 tvachim, it's more than 3 tvachim off the ground, and therefore goats can get under it. That's mavatal mechitza. See a picture? Is picture 100, I guess. No. No picture. Okay, in any case, they ask, Lechora, just because the korah is covered, let the machzeles, the mat, be part of the korah. Add that to the korah. So why can't that be considered part of the korah? So a few different answers. One answer is that since the machzeles is 10 tvachim big, just like we had before, that a korah that's dalet, or a lechi that's dalet amas, already is yotze mitoras lechi, so a korah that's 10 tvachim, right, that part can't be considered part of the korah. Right, so that can be a mechitza, can't be a korah. And others say that since it covers the korah, it takes away the hecker. People look at it and think it's just it itself isn't good enough to be a korah. It couldn't hold a brick. So they don't see a korah. They see something that would be possible to be a korah, right? And they don't see the korah, so therefore it's not a hecker. A nafkamina between the two would be if you have something that's not 10 tefachim long covering the korah, that it itself couldn't be the korah. According to this first pshat, it'll be good. According to the second shot, it wouldn't be good.
Okay.
What? Because this mechitza is no good. It's 3 tvachim off the ground.
But it's the whole idea of korah is because of mechitza.
Yeah, but that's very good. But a korah has to be that the mechitza is a bona fide mechitza. But either it's a korah that's strong enough, right, and is a hecker. Even if you hold some mechitza, you need a hecker too. And here there's no hecker. Manavshah. Right? If it's not some mechitza, the mechitza is not good. If it's out Sikora, which is a hecker, which forms a mechitza, there's no hecker. So you have neither one. Okay. Machatzeles lios mechitza liyapos koach heteiro. Somebody put up this mat to make it better. He thought he was making the korah better. Now you have a korah and a bona fide mechitza. So it says no korah because it's covered. And there's no mechitza because the mechitza goes higher than 3 tvachim off the ground. Shagdoyim bokim bohel the govo shlosha havi mechitza tluya veina mater. If we said a mechitza tluya is only matter in water, then on dry land the mechitza tluya doesn't help. Tana rabban korah hayotze mikosel zeh veino nogas mikosel zeh. You have a korah that extends from the wall, but it doesn't reach the other wall. Okay, the chain shtei koros. Achas yotze mikosel zeh, v'achas yotze mikosel zeh. You have 2 koros. One goes to the middle, but not exactly, and the other one goes almost to the middle, and there's a space between them. So you have 2 koros that are, they would intersect if they were extended, but there's a space between them. Okay. The Einam Nogos Zubazu, they don't touch each other. So Pachas Mishlo Shein Tzarech Lahavi Korach Eres. If it's less than three tefachim space in either of those cases, either less than three tefachim space between the korah and the wall, or less than three tefachim space between the two koros, then you don't have to bring another korah. That's okay. The three tefachim is lavud, and the korah is considered like it hits the wall, or like each one hits the other. Shlosha tzorich lavi korach eres. But if it's three tefachim or more, then you have to bring another korah, or you have to fill in that space, one of the two. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Pachos Midalat, Ein Tzorech Lavi Korach Eres, Arba Tzorech Lavi Korach Eres. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Shitaso, holds it, Lavud is up till four Tvachim. The male, if there's anything up till four Tvachim, is also considered Lavud, and four Tvachim or more is no good.
Is this assuming that they're facing one another in the space between them like this, or could
right.
they be three
Tvachim
like that?
We'll see, that's the next case. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. The chain beis koros hamatimos. Lo bezuke de lekabel ariach, lo bezuke de lekabel ariach. You have two koros, and neither one is a tefach wide. But they're parallel to each other. They're parallel, and they go across the whole mavul. So now the question is, can you be mitzaref them, to be like one korah? If together they can hold a riach tefach, in other words, if you're mitzarif both of them together, you could put down an ariach of a tefach, then the two are considered one, and they're considered a tefach, even though each one is less than a tefach. Bim lav tzarech lo havi korach eres. Rav Shimon Lielomer. In the kablos ariach lo arko shlosha ain't sarich lo havi korach eres. Mimlav sarich lo havi korach eres. Shim Gamliel says that if they could hold an ariach lengthwise, which is three tvachim, in other words, you could put an ariach from one to the other, right? And even though there's a space in between, and each one is not a tefach, but it'll hold an ariach. That's long, three tefachim, right? That's also good. See Rashi, and then we'll see the different sheets over here of how these things are situated. Hamatimo sheishkivan zuet zelzu kamo ta'omin. You put them parallel to each other. Two parallel koros that are not either one a tefach wide. So here there are about five different sheets of what exactly the case is over here. Some hold that the two koros have to mamish touch each other. The chiddush is that you don't need one individual korah, but you can mitzarif two to be a tefach. Each one's a half a tefach, right? If together they'll hold a tefach, that's good enough. But if there's any space in between them, it's no good. No space will help. Here even lavud won't help. Because it has to be a korah. And it's not a korah, there's a space in between. And either one by itself can't hold the ariyah. That's one, that's the bach in Rashi. Some hold in Rashi that you could have a tefach between them, up to a tefach between them, but if each one is less than a tefach, right, but together they're a tefach, and there's only a tefach of space between them, that's also okay. But more than a tefach wouldn't be good. Okay. Some hold that, as the Rishalmi says, as long as the space between them isn't greater than either one, right, is, that's okay. In other words, if each one is a half a tefach, and you have a quarter tefach space, and then another half a tefach, is fine. But if the space is greater, or probably equal to the to either one, right, then it's no good. If you have a half a tefach, another half a tefach, then that space is mafrid between them. If the space is less than each one, then they're the mitzvah. Some hold, the Raivin holds, that till a tefach umechta, one and a half tefach between them, also the mitzvah. So that the whole thing is basically no more than two and a half tefachim. Okay. And the Rambam holds that up until three tefachim space is okay, it's lavud. So up until a lavud, whatever it is, you're mitzar of the two things and consider them like one korah.
According to the rabbi, it would be less than 3.5, not 2.5.
Less than?
You have 1.5 and less than 1 and less than 1.
Right.
So it would be less than 3.5 total.
Why?
So it would be less than 2.5.
You have a tefach and a half space.
And each one is less than the tefach itself.
Right. So together they're a tefach. So it's tefach and a space of a tefach and a half. It's 2.5 tefach.
Why? If each one is 9/10 of a tefach.
No, each one can be half a tefach. Right? They just have to be together a tefach. That's all.
Minimum of tefach.
Right. Right. Okay. Each one doesn't have to be anything as long as the mitzarev together to be a tefach. That's all. Okay. Okay. Hayu achas lamala v'achas lamata. They were separated, right? Again, neither one is a tefach. You want to be mitzaref them together. One's higher than the other. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer roin Yisrael yona ki'ilu limata. There's tachtona ki lamala. You look, you say chavut rami. You say, well, not really 100%, but you say that one is if it goes down, and the other one is if it goes up. Gudachis and the gudasik, and therefore what's it called? They consider together how much. Uvavach lo te'alyon lamala michafama. The top one can't be higher than 20 amas. The tachton lamata mi'asor, and the bottom one can't be less than 10 amas, 10 tefachim high. Why? Because you don't say both of them. One goes down and one goes up, and they meet in the middle. That you don't say. Either you say the bottom one goes up and meets the top one. So if the top one's higher than 20 amas, no good. Or the top one goes down and meets the bottom one. And therefore, if the bottom one's less than 10 tefachim, it's no good. Right? You don't say that this one goes to half one, this one goes halfway, and therefore the 20 amas one is like it's in the middle, and the 10 tefachim one is in the middle. That you don't say. You don't say both. Then both move. Either one moves up or one moves down. Okay. And here also, unless the Korah is a tefach, and if it were a tefach, you wouldn't need this din. You don't say chavut rami, and therefore it has to be within gimel tefachim. We're talking over here where the space between them is only gimel tefachim. It's not higher, because anything less than a tefach, you don't say as if it goes down. The same thing you don't say as if it goes up. So if within 3 tefachim of each other, we say that what's it called? That either one extends down or one extends up.
No,
we're talking about two that what would meet if you, what's it called, one would go down and one would go down. Mm-hmm. Right? And neither one is a tefach, so you need to put them, you have to put them side by side. Okay? So, but one's higher and one's lower. So they're parallel, but one's higher and one's lower. So if they're within 3 tefachim, both, what's it called, in the width, and 3 tefachim also in the height, then you consider them all one korah. Okay. What's the chiddush? That since you need a hecker, right? Maybe a hecker is not love, it doesn't make a hecker. No, each one's not a tefach. Each one's less a tefach. More than each one's a tefach when you need any halach. They're fine. Okay. Rashi. Achas lamala v'achas lamata. Uvein shteyem kidei lekabel oriach. Together, they're a tefach. But separately, they're less than a tefach. Zu etzel zu. Ela sha'achas ma'amidim shalah gavoa mishal chaverto. Ugvoin mimena. Right? The problem is that they're not mamish on the same level. One's higher, one's lower. But if they'd be mamish next to each other, together they would be a tefach. We look as if the top one comes down or the bottom one comes up. It's higher from the ground, 20 amas, then it's no good. You don't consider it as if it goes down. Right, if it was lechatchila higher than 20 amas. Below tachton lamata miyud, samach lekarka. The bottom one is closer than 10 tefachim to the ground, also this won't work. Okay, here they have the pictures, yeah? Not really, no. Okay. All right. Omer Abaye. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sover lo kavua b'chada, u'poli gole b'chada. Whatever Rabbi Yehuda say, that you consider the top one as if it comes down, and the bottom one as if it goes up. Okay? So Rabbi Yossi Yehuda held like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, in one thing, but he argues on him in another thing. Sover lo kavua b'chada is le'roin. Here's a case where we say that we consider a korah that in its mitzias isn't enough to be a hecker, but we consider it as if it would be. Okay? So it's mashma that only Rabbi Yehuda holds this whole idea of roin. Right? Like those Rishonim who say that the whole Mishnah, wherever we say if it's crooked or if it's round, that you also consider it, is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Not those who say that, because here it's mashma that there's no roin. If the only thing in the Mishnah of roin is the one that it's not strong enough, but you consider it strong enough, it's made out of kash, and you consider it as if made out of metal, right, then the Chachamim also hold roin. They also hold the case of roin, where you have a bona fide a korah, except it's round, or except it won't actually hold a brit, right? Unless, what's it called, the Gemara held that this case is more similar to the case that it won't hold the brick, the chlal, the mitzias, right? Because it's in a situation where if you don't consider it up or down, it's impossible to hold a brick. But the chora, that the case of the akum or whatever, conceivably could hold a brick. Just the way it's situated now, it can't. But what the holding the brick is there. Here, it's not there. There, the rowin is a different kind of rowin. That's the other Rishonim will hold, that the end of the Mishnah goes even according to the Chachon, then you can still understand this. But it's more simple, according to the one as a whole, that the only one who says any roim is Rabbi Yehuda. And he argues on his father in one thing, Dila Rabbi Yehuda sover l'malam yesrim, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can have a korah l'malam yesrim. It's kosher l'malam yesrim. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda sover b'sof chafin l'malam yichaflo. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda argues on his father, and he holds that if the top korah is higher than 20 amas, it's possible. Rashi, the Islay Rowin, Nomi Kavua, the Omar Masnisen Rowin also kilu hishomateches. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rechov Afopishain Obria, Masni Le Rabbi Yehuda Lechia Barav, Kameda Rav. Right? Rabbi Yehuda taught Chia Barav in front of Rav, Rechova Afopishain Obria. As long as it's a tefach wide, it doesn't have to be strong enough to hold a. Right, it has the idea of holding a brick is only in the width, not in the strength. Omer le asnaya rechava ubria. So Rav said to him, right, rechava ubria. It has to be both. It has to be wide and it has to be strong enough to hold the brick. Ay, v'omer rabeloy omer Rav rechava arboa afal pishein ubria. Right, rechava arboa shani. He said, ay, if it's four tefachim wide, then it doesn't have to hold a brick. Doesn't have to be stronger, it could be straw. It says four tvachim is different. Right? Four tvachim is enough of a hecker that it doesn't have to be a strong board, either because it won't rot out if it's less than what's it called, even if it's not so strong or whatever. But if it's only a tefach or up to four tvachim, there it has to be strong enough. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Okay, hoy social kash, Michael Mashbalon. Well, of course, it's the same case, we just said. That even if it can't, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it can't hold a brick, it's good. So what do you have to be told? If it's straw, we consider it as like it's metal. That's what we just said. That if it can't hold it, you consider it as if it can. Damri and Rowin, Hainuach. Mao the same, but Bemina, Amrin, Shalom, Bemina, Lo, Amrin, Kamashmalan. I might think that it's only if it's wood, but it's thin wood. It could be thick wood, we consider it as if it be thick wood. But straw never can hold up a brick. So you can't consider as if it's a different material. Kamash Malah, no, you consider as if it's metal. The rowing doesn't only go on that material if it be more of it. It goes even if it would be of a different material. There's a shita in the Chachamim. Now the Chachamim hold that it is good if it can hold up a brick. There's a shita in the Rif, that it's possible, the Bach, is shot in the Rif, it's possible, according to the Rabbanan, if you have a korah made of straw, even if it's extra thick, so it's extra, it could hold up a brick, since most straw koros couldn't hold up a brick, it's no good. It has to be a material that most of that material, what's it called, could hold up a brick. Okay, Rashi, Hainuhach, Yitana Bereisha Rechav Apapishena Bria. Rav Yehuda said that as long as it's wide of a tefa, it doesn't have to actually be able to hold up a brick. Then we're just repeating the same thing by saying if it was straw, that as long as it's a tefach, that's fine. Bria b'mina b'mina. So no, we might think that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you say, Rowan, if that material could conceivably be strong enough to hold a brick, if it'd be a little thicker. Shiraga lios boso amin bria. Most of the time, a korah made out of wood will hold up a brick. Can go korah shel eitz ki ain't a bria no me amrin roin ki iluhi bria. Ava shel kash v'shel kodim the ain bria b'mina. Most of the time, straw and reeds can't hold up a brick, right? Amalo, I might think the Rabbi Yehuda over there says we don't look at it as if it would be some other material, right? Kamash malah no, lo amrin roin. Kamash malah no. Then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever material it is, doesn't make a difference. We still say rowing. Akuma rowing also kile pshuta, pshita. If we say rowing already, what's the chiddush over here? If it's akuma, so you look at it as if it was straight, then it could hold up a brick. Kamash malon kereb zeira. Here also, the simple learning of the Gemara is like those who hold that this is only according to Yehuda, because otherwise, what's the pshita? It's a kelly of chiddush. The chachamim also here are rowing. Right? That is a chiddush. The other way he learns, no. That's no, no chiddush. Once the korah is there, you don't have to consider it something else. Just have to consider it a different position. That's a pasha. To Reb Zeira. Dom Reb Zeira, he besocha mavui. Va'ak mumisa chutz l'mavui. Right? The picture is on, here. Picture is, 104. It's in the what's it called? The thing has a bend in the middle, and that bend is outside the mavui. So, but the koras is within the mavui. Is on the walls of the mavui. There's a bend that goes out. So here, if the space between the two koras, where it bends out, is less than 3 tefachim, then you consider that closed, then what do you care that there's a piece that hangs out of the mavui, an extension, a thickness of the korah that goes outside the mavui. L'maisin is enough of the korah that's in the mavui. But if the space between those two points, where the straight part, right, then curves around, is more than 3 tefachim, then what's it called? Then it's no good. The Gemara explains why. Akuma roin also kilu pshita pshita kamash makrab zera darav zera he besoch hamavi vak mimisa chutz lamavi he besoch esrim vak mimisa lamalami esrim. Similar sign of case where the akum goes up, right? What's it called? Keshes, the curve, yeah, the arch. That's it. The arch goes up. Or the arch goes down. If in any situation the arch is outside the parameters of the mavui, then roin kol she'ilu yinot lak mumisa, the ein beinzel zeshlosha. If you'll take away the arch, the space between the continuation of the straight korah is less than 3 tefachim, then ein tzarich lahavi korah acheres. Then it's a good korah. Im lav tzarich lahavi korah. Not, you have to fill it in or get another one. Versus Hanami Pshita, he besoch mavi vak mumisa chutz l'mavi yitzarichale. The chiddush is where it's in the mavi, and the arch is outside the mavi. Mao the same aleichush dilma asilam shuchei basra. Even if it's less than 3 tefachim, I might think that people will think that that part is part of the korah, and they'll carry underneath that. Kamashlo, we're not afraid of that. The Rambam holds that as long as the akmimus is within 20 tefachim. Higher than 10 tefachim, and in the mavui, there could be any space. The korah doesn't have to be straight. It could be zigzagged or whatever. As long as no part of it is of the zigzag of the part that's not straight is somewhere out of the mavui in any way, right? Then you can have more than three tvachim space. Okay, it's only you only need the three tvachim or less where you have where it's either higher than 20, less than 10, or outside the mavui. But then it helps if it's less than three. Rashi. Shita, dachinam yamin roim, the maishno hamidoresha. Okay, agol, agula, roin osa ki'ilu himrubas. Hasu lomali. What do I need this case over here? That if it's round, right, we say roin. Right, consider it flat. Sefer it's trichle. We need it to tell me the sefer. Koshi yeshbe, kefo gibel tvachim yesh barocha tefa. To tell me this cloud, that anything that's a circumference is three, the diameter is one. Minadi bile, how do you know that? So everybody else also serious. We have minadi bile. Go measure it. Right? It's possible to tell me that if something is round three, it's what? So Tosha says that it's not really like that. Because we know that the relationship is pi. Right. And pi is not three. It's 3.14 and odd infinity. Right? So Tosha says that's exactly what Chazal are telling us. That l'chora, it's not three to one. It's three plus, three and a seven, the way they say the Sfarim. Right? But minadi bile, you can rely on 3 to 1. In other words, the Torah, the Chorah, 3 to 1 is not pi, right? But the for that I need a pasuk. Om Reb Yochanan, Om Krov, Ayasas Hayom Mutzak Eser Ba'ama. Okay, we'll save this for tomorrow. But just be, so we don't have to do this tomorrow, it's not mitzumtzum, and Chazal knew it wasn't mitzumtzum. That pi is more than three. So you need a pasuk to tell me that the Torah wasn't makbid on that extra, since some say. I think the Marami Prague, since it's impossible ever, I think they have computers now that have taken pi to I don't know how many digits, but it never comes out exact. Since it's something that will never be exact, therefore the Torah said 3 to 1 is enough. You don't have to worry about the extra. And that's what we learn from this pasuk. That's the Menohani Mile. How do you know you can rely, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, that if it's not exact, that was the shiur. Some say that's the halacha of we see that, just like all the shiurim. That the halacha is that even though lemaisa it's not exactly like that, that's the shear if you want to convert a circle to a diameter. What's it called?
Exactly,
even though it's not exact.
So
the Maral says that if it would be though exact, then you can do it. But since it can never be exact, the Chazalish says a little bit different. He says, well, nitna Torah, it's impossible to be omid on that little bit. Right, that's different. The Torah was given for normal situations, and that little bit doesn't make a difference. And therefore, that's what we learn from the pasuk that we're not makbid on the exact difference. 3 to 1 is enough to be what's it called? That's pashtus. Yeah, according to all these, it's bein lekula bein lechumra. Some say that it's only the rabbanon who are makel 3 to 1, but in Torah things where that would be a chumra. To have 3 point whatever, then you have to be makbir a little bit more too. That's it's a shaila whether this is a din d'rabbanan that you can be sumach on the 3 to 1, or that's halacha Moshe Mishnah that we consider the circumference because a lot of things, the way that it's seen, you can never be omid on it completely, and it's a small amount, and therefore what's it called? The Torah was given to be used in the lefi ar chushim. And that's something that 3 to 1 is what's evident, and more than that is not evident. You need sensitive measuring things, and the Torah didn't depend on that. Depend on measuring that wasn't so sensitive.
Tefach means the tefach squared with the rabbanon.
What?
As tefach, when you say tefach, it means the tefach by tefach with the rabbanon.
What do you mean tefach by tefach?
When the shear of the curve at the tefach, it means. Tefach wide and tefach long?
No. The long is as the mavui.
And not as long. I mean,
thickness, because it can be any thickness as long as you can hold the brick.
So when it says tefach, so then, but a circle.
No, that's what it's telling you. If you have a circle with a circumference of three, you know that if you cut it in the middle and made it flat.
Area.
What? What area? C equals pi d.
It has to be the diameter.
But the rest of the four.
Yeah.
But
The what?
If the
right.
Within the parameters.
Right.
But by definition, it should be mobile and for practical purposes at the straight part. So the Akumun use always has to be outside the parameters.
Always outside the mobile. No, it could be the Rambam holds if it doesn't extend past the walls of the Mavui, that
you can carry up to
no, you can, in the middle you can carry to the middle part too.
Yeah. And there's a, but on the sides you can only carry.
Right. 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 So it's, if it's Mamish into Rishus Harabim, there they were Choshish. But if it was still just past the Korah of the Mavui, they weren't Choshish, and you could take a walk in the middle and the ends only to the.
If it goes on.
Right. No, if it goes into Rishus Harabim, there, they were afraid that you'd go into Rishus HaRabim. But if not, then the Korah, Taka, what's it called? The, you can walk the configuration of the Korah.
The Korah goes the other way,
and that would be considered.
Yeah, just like if a Korah is on a, we had before, a Korah is on a slant. So right. If it's within the Mavui, the slant is also in the Mavui. Right? So here the curve is also in the Mavui. The Mavui is like this. That's all. There's a small area where you can go in the middle, past that part. But if it's, if the slant is outside the marble, you, then for sure you can't carry outside the walls of the marble. Even if Korah is Mishum Mechitza, right, the Mechitza goes, what's it called? The same configuration. It was like there would be a curtain hanging down, and that area in the middle of the curtain, you can walk a little bit farther.
If the Korah goes in